Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Gotta get up to get down, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the preview show on Football Ramble Daily, sponsored by Betway. This week in the FA Cup, Chelsea knocked out Liverpool, Norwich knocked out Spurs, and Newcastle United are through to the quarterfinal! Welcome, one and all. My name's Marcus. Jim, Luke, and Pete are here.
I like that noise at the end of the production that we've got there. It's like the music is going, I'm off into a portal to serve another podcast somewhere else in space.
Mm. Shout out to Ed Seed, who created that theme tune remix, who is part of the excellent band Stats. Mm. Give him a listen.
Based on the original from Frankie and the Heartstrings.
Yes, correct.
Yes, I like that sound as well because it reminds me of how Sky Sports used to be in the 90s with replays. It's like...
Yeah. Is that because you miss Keys and Grey?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly
so.
It.
Kindred spirits.
Jim's trying to position himself as the new Andy Gray.
And the new Richard Keys.
Yeah, together. Yeah. Like a combination. Like when Hot Rod became Rodimus Prime in Transformers. Yeah.
I'm dyeing the hair on my arms.
Yeah.
Just to try and fill
it. Is that what
niche.
It is? Yeah. I didn't want to say anything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. My goodness. Well, what a show we've got for you today, ladies and gentlemen.
Shall I tell you quickly about my German sojourn?
All right.
Yeah. Just because there's an episode available for people to listen now and they might be a bit confused by it.
Mm. I think it's a sausage.
Pork products were taken. Andy Brass and I, who you heard yesterday, of course, Andy on the Continent and other such shows like Jules and Andy, he and I went over to Germany to make an At The Match Bundesliga special. There's one in your podcast pipe right now. It came out Wednesday night. It's just called At The Match, a Bundesliga special. But Andy and I went to Fortuna Dusseldorf, we went to Borussia Dortmund, and Andy went to Cologne versus Schalke.
Incredible.
And we try and give you a little flavour of what it's like to go and watch games
busy
in Germany.
Weekend.
Yeah, go check it out now. It's there to be downloaded. Give it a listen and let us know what you think.
The Bratwurst Boys.
That's us. That is us. It's got several connotations. We'll work through that.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of these, aren't we? The Chip Shop Boys.
Yeah.
The Milkshake Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
What's your favourite? We should do a Twitter poll.
The Bantang Boys.
What's that?
BTS, the band.
Oh, is that what they're called? Okay, great. Right. Excellent.
Have you got anything else to say for yourself, Peter?
Keep it real.
Yeah. Yo, keep it real.
I just want everyone to be cool.
Pesci and Moonwalker, that, isn't it?
Just want everyone to be cool.
Yeah, just want everybody to take milkshakes. well, yes, of course, ladies and gentlemen, what a week for FA Cup action. Norwich themselves will face Derby or Manchester United in the FA Cup quarterfinal. At the time of recording, we didn't know the outcome of that. So we shall leave Manchester United alone for the moment, if you'll let us, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, you'll have to.
They've got no choice in it.
Absolutely.
Not even the Patreon subscribers.
No.
No.
So yes, we're going to talk about them on Monday, because obviously they've got Manchester City this weekend. We're all looking forward to it greatly. So we'll get stuck into them on Monday, as I say. But Norwich did beat Spurs with some Tim Krul penalty heroics, although Eric Dyer seems to have taken the headlines quite sadly.
Yeah, apparently he went. Someone on Twitter said that Eric Dyer was actually just going into the stand to get Eric Lamella's penalty back.
Yeah, Mourinho likes a hard-working player, and Dyer is keen to show that's what he is.
He's cleaning the stands now.
There's obviously so much to unpack with this, but I cannot believe that with Jose Mourinho being Eric Dyer's biggest fan, that this has now happened.
Like, right. Mourinho defended Dyer.
I'm sure he did, but behind closed doors. I mean, Mourinho doesn't speak to injured players. So, I mean, with whatever the fallout from this is, which there undoubtedly will be, I'm sure that is
Clearly, yeah. Dyer was very upset, and we don't like absolutely. To see that.
Very hard to climb over chairs while you're wearing football boots, isn't it? Very difficult.
A man of my height would, imagine me doing that.
Off.
Imagine how pathetic I would look. Well, it would look even more pathetic.
So your problem is the height. My problem is the lack of flexibility.
Yeah. Mind all of it.
It's getting harder and harder for me to swing a leg over a seat. Because sometimes when you're getting to take your seat, you think, well, if I just walk down the row behind, I can jump down or jump up or whatever. Uh-huh. Listen, people, everyone listening, when you get older, it gets harder.
Yeah. If he'd had a bit more sort of clarity of mind, you could have got the Spurs fans to crowd surf him over. Because most of them would have been on his side.
Because I'm thinking,
Spurs fans.
For punch delivery.
For Dyer, that's a hamstring. That's a hamstring waiting to happen. We don't actually know. I mean, there's been report different types of story about why he actually did it. So we should also say, in case it's something really serious, we don't actually know at this point why he did it, but it looked pretty serious.
It's kind of settling on the brother angle, isn't it?
But it's such a obviously such an incredibly rare thing, certainly in this country anyway.
Have the courage of conviction,
Peter.
Boots first. Come on.
You say that like you want him to do another one, like to rectify the fact that he's not gone in harder.
Boots on the ground, boots in the stand.
Give us something to cheer for.
This is going to be a rare Simpsons moment for me.
Oh, go on.
I think Pete's turned into a football ramble kind of Kent Brockman.
Right. A little bit.
You might remember me from such classics as
that's Troy McClure.
Damn. Get with it,
damn,
mate.
Troy McClure. You may remember me from such things as don't drink water and kick fans when you're a football player.
People drink too much water nowadays. Jim's doing it right now.
Not acceptable, is it?
How hydrated do you have to be, guys? Come on.
Well, of course, Jim's got his water bottle. We saw Tim Krul's water bottle with all the players and all the information about the penalties.
Does that a lot?
Is that what he does? That's very clever.
Tim Krul loves a penalty shootout.
he absolutely does. Putting himself centre stage, but
it's
some
brilliant.
Sort of hero and pantomime villain at the same time. It's a complicated role.
As he gets older and older, I mean, you know, keeps going for a very, very long time nowadays. Could you not just like do a job for like any team in the world who play in a lot of cup competitions?
No, because he has
sits
to be,
on the bench.
Because he has to be registered as a player. Yeah. That's crucial.
Yeah, but he can sign for them.
I know, but he is starting for at the time of recording a Premier League soccer.
as he gets older.
Going deep in the gumbo.
He's covered that.
You can't do more than two clubs according to FIFA, can you, in one season?
Yeah, but you know, I'm not saying he's going to float around like a hired gun. Like some kind of.
It's
like
interesting because I genuinely
Iraqi
remember
Blackwater kind of Iraq kind of squad that just goes around causing bother.
But you have genuinely suggested free agent players, freelance players in the past. So I'm only using your own words against you here.
I think I was bang on.
Now you do think it should be happening.
Yeah, I think it should be happening.
That is your greatest and most regular defence. I think I was bang on, Your Honour.
I think I was bang on. Yeah. Look, in this topsy-turvy world where we don't know what's going to be happening around the corner, I am your greatest hope. So vote for me in the Democratic primaries.
I thought you were going to break into song there in this topsy-turvy world.
I hate
That's
to think
Ken Brockman.
I hate to think what you'd have to do, Peter, to plead guilty. Rather than not guilty, because your plea is always not guilty.
Mate, I'm like your Jim Campbell's water.
Yeah,
I'm so fluid.
Indeed. I know one thing for sure: he's not wasting money on a lawyer.
It's certainly not.
Defend myself, thanks very much.
Yeah,
you know the Tim Krul thing that people talk about, how he's good at penalties, and because of the Netherlands versus Costa Rica, he actually is only going into that penalty shootout. Mm. He'd actually only saved two of his last 20 penalties.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I guess
Mythbusters.
He makes such a show of saving them. That maybe it stands out.
He's in his element.
Yeah, he loves a shootout rather than a penalty.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's it.
You watch him when it comes to a penalty shootout. He is like, you know, what it must have been like to see James Brown in the studio. Just, he's perfectly in his comfortable environment, born to do it. That's Tim Krul.
Yes. Good one, Morsey.
Can imagine his poker face is absolutely terrible.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. We're talking about penalty shootouts. Opta said that as a manager while in charge of English club, Jose Mourinho has now lost on each of the seven occasions his sides have taken part in a penalty. They said shooter. I would say competition.
Yeah. Respect to Barry Davis. Pour one out.
Indeed. Five with Chelsea, one Manchester United, one with Spurs. It's surprising, actually, considering certainly of yesteryear, Mourinho's attention to detail and the idea of he likes players to take responsibility and so on.
You can't defend the ball into the net.
I mean, I would be surprised.
You can't take a defensive approach to penalty shootouts, I suppose. No.
I'd love to know the dates of those penalty shootouts because if a lot of them for the Chelsea ones were the first time he managed them, then that's surprising. Mm-hmm. I kind of look at Mourinho's recent career, the last however many seasons, as that he does not give a shit.
No.
So at one, you saw him given a quite a robust team talk ahead of that penalty shootout yesterday. But because of the way, or on Wednesday, sorry, but because of the way he is now, I just couldn't get out of my mind the idea that he was just telling them off for making him late to get home. Yeah. Mm. I was supposed to be home to watch. I've got a new Netflix series on the go. You fucking let me down here. And so I don't find it hugely surprising, because he seems to me like these days like the kind of guy who's just, oh, fuck it, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got dinner with Scott McTominay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to present it with a Player of the Year award.
I'll tell you what.
You were going to get that, Eric.
Yeah.
Whatever money Spurs have got this summer, it's all going towards Scott McTominay, surely.
I love that.
Surely.
I'd love to see that. Just because I've got no particular beef either way, but yeah. I'd love to see, because understandably, there's a mitigation to how bad Spurs have been over the last month or so. The injuries thing, you know, every team kind of gets that to an extent. But also, he's inherited a team at the end of the cycle. Mm. He's not had much time to work with them. So the summer's big, and I accept that argument. I would love them to be linked with every good player and at the end of the window end up with Matic.
Matic is the one, isn't it?
Yeah.
To Mourinho, what's his name, was to Redknapp, the Croatian...
Nico Kranjčar.
Absolutely.
Good to hear him get a mention.
Oh, indeed.
Great
indeed.
Player. Could have done with him against Arsenal.
I was going to say, maybe Portsmouth might get a mention a bit later.
Willie McKay would have gone with
him. Well, let's go to the Premier League then. Chelsea are playing Everton this weekend. Of course, Chelsea are through to the FA Cup quarterfinals. They're away to Leicester. Wee Billy Gilmore started an impress for Chelsea on their FA Cup win against Liverpool. Mm. The little Scottish midfielder was superb, Jim.
Yeah, they snuck another youngin' in.
They have.
They keep plucking them out of thin air. Well, these Chelsea youngsters.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the opposite of the Chelsea pensioners.
Are you going to say something? You're going to say something else about young Billy?
Yeah, he looked very, very confident, didn't he? I enjoyed how he played in the middle, and he seemed to slot right in. You know, he seemed to fit with old Frankie Lampard's style very well. And Chelsea were great. They were really, really good. They were so good for the win. Liverpool are in a bit of a weird situation.
Oh, they're bottling it, mate. Bottling it.
Well, they've scored they've conceded 8 goals and scored 3 in the recent...
The last four, is
four
it?
4 games, is it? And all of those 3 were against West Ham.
Say it, Jim.
One of which were a game.
Say it about Klopp.
He's
a bald fraud.
He's a
hirsute. Fraud.
No, he's bald under all that hair.
Is it? I suppose he is.
He's a fucking bald fraud.
And that actually makes him even more of a fraud, doesn't it?
Yeah, because he can't even be honest about his hair.
Exactly.
Or his teeth, as we know.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was enjoying the fact that Billy Gilmore revealed that Harry Maguire in the Carabao Cup meeting they had early in the season, Maguire had him by the throat saying, "You're a wee guy."
Oh.
Did he?
Made me a bit horny. The start of a porno.
He's only 18.
Peter.
Come on, look. That's fine. It's legal.
Yeah, in the style of a porno.
Yeah, exactly. You know Clyde FC's nickname?
The Bully Wee.
Could we start calling Billy Gilmore the Billy Wee? That'd be great.
I think we've done it.
He's a little fella.
It's happening.
He's
right
great.
Now.
Scottish.
Yeah, he's Scottish as well. It works, Marcus. You don't want to do it because I suggested it, but can I just say, park that to one side, you'd be having that. You'd be having that.
Yeah. No, I definitely want to do it now.
I thought he was excellent.
He was brilliant.
Yeah, I thought he was really good. He used the ball really well. He looks really confident. He looks obviously slight, and they'll be hoping he feels out a bit. But
he's 5'6". He's only going to look like a cube, isn't he? Really,
a chode.
He's a chode. He's a chode. Yeah.
He's a little chode. What about Liverpool though? Obviously they're out of the FA Cup, and it was a proper Liverpool lineup against Chelsea, as we didn't see in previous rounds when they went through. If Liverpool go out to Atletico Madrid, will it ever so slightly take the shine off their incredible season? I mean, Steve McLaren reckons that Liverpool are suffering from subconscious complacency. And I thought to myself, well, it's unlikely.
Imagine if it would be conscious,
wouldn't it?
Imagine if they go on a run and they don't win another match this season. Yeah.
Well, it's funny.
What
Steve,
do you reckon?
It's funny that Stephen Mack says that, because I felt like a few weeks ago.
He knows a slide.
And I said, he would know better than me. But I said to you guys, and you guys agreed, that the remarkable thing about Liverpool this season, up until whenever it was a few weeks ago, they didn't ever look complacent. They looked so on it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see any complacency in their game against Atletico. I just thought they were undone by a good team.
Yeah, exactly.
And I haven't seen the Watford game because I was away, so I'll defer to you guys on that. But on the Chelsea thing, maybe they kind of...
I mean, West Ham, they still won the game, even though you can kind of spin it in different ways.
It was coming, but they were pretty tied against Watford, certainly first half. They didn't show very much in the final third, Watford. But they just got bullied and caught on the break, and you know, things went forth, Watford. It happens, but they need to start winning matches again, because this could be a real...
It doesn't happen to every team, though.
Invincibles, baby.
Say it.
Yeah, Invincibles, baby.
You know what I'm going to say. Yeah. I'm going to say it in a really normal way.
Sold, baby.
Are you concerned about Liverpool, Jim?
I'm not, actually. I think I know what you're saying, and I know what people are saying about the whole the idea of the sheen being taken off. But I think this always happens, doesn't it? When a team that's running away with it has a, you know, goes out of a cup competition, people start thinking, oh, could it not be what it looks like? I mean, they're still going to win the league.
When you said that, something like that about a man like Stuart Pearce.
Yeah. Where's that come from?
Why mentioning Stuart Pearce?
Yeah.
Big lead. Could lose it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but Pearce never had the lead, did he?
No.
That's what Keegan said in the interview, didn't he?
I know.
Pete, punch him. Punch him.
All right.
Oh, no, here he comes. But yeah.
Anyway, I don't think when the dust settles on this season, even if, you know, even if Liverpool only comfortably win the league, that anyone will be complaining about that. I think only petty people will say that, which means that loads of people will say that.
Everyone on the internet.
But people are forgetting that Liverpool have already won a trophy this season.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
They are the current Club World Cup champions.
Give them a bit of respect. Give Put a bit of respect on that name.
It's a trophy
but,
worth
at what point is this is worth asking the question, I think. Liverpool are currently 22 points clear at the top of the Premier League.
Yeah.
They only need whatever it is, four wins. Is it four wins to secure so. Something like that?
I mean,
that.
The way it's going, they might not even need that.
At what point, though, would you start thinking, hang on a minute?
Mm-hmm.
So if they were to lose at home to Bournemouth this weekend, what would you be thinking, Marcus, on the Monday?
Yeah, I think I'd be checking to see Leicester's result, and I wonder if they're back on the
verge. Back on the verge.
So you're saying, Marcus, what you would do is you would take that bandwagon and you would give it a full tank of petrol.
Yeah, give it a jump start.
Get ready.
Well, maybe. I think that's a ridiculous thing to say, but ask me again in 3 weeks.
Okay, I'll make a note of that now.
In fact, he's one of them, the international break, I don't know. But yeah, but Chelsea, though. They're away to Leicester, of course, in the quarterfinals. Should be a good game. Mm. Will they be welcoming Carlo Ancelotti? I mean, he should be there. He was charged by the FA for his naughtiness at the end of their match, but I don't think he's been given a touchline ban at the moment.
I, from what I've seen, and I fully accept that I may not have seen all of it, I can't really see what Ancelotti did wrong, and I actually thought the referee dealt with him quite disrespectfully.
Oh, you're in that camp.
I might not have seen it all. You guys don't seem to agree with me, so maybe I'm wrong.
He was sort of in his face, though, wasn't he, saying, I'm here and I'm not going anywhere.
But in quite a benign way, though, no?
I don't know. He seemed fairly aggressive, which is quite a confusing thing because of the type of character Ancelotti is.
Yes. Yeah. As you were saying that, Pete just suddenly took his shirt off and he's revealed that underneath his shirt he's got a Portland Timbers away top on.
And you're wearing a flannel shirt as well. I like
that. Yeah, I went a bit 90s. I bought it ironically for a 90s night. And,
very Northwest American.
Adopted it as my clothing.
It's quite interesting how often you buy things ironically for fancy dress parties that become just part of your wardrobe.
No. Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Dress as Edward Scissorhands yesterday.
Where does Pete begin and where does irony end?
Exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. But can I slightly just interrupt this conversation for a public service announcement?
Okay.
Just very quickly. Because looking at Pete's head just reminded me of it.
Chris Waddle's hair?
Yeah. Chris Waddle. 59. Unveiling that haircut on national TV like it's nothing. He's just throwing it away.
Indeed.
He's not even mentioned
he's
it.
He's driving full force into Undercut Boulevard.
He is.
At that age, it's dangerous.
What did you make of it?
I thought it was ill-advised because that haircut is at least 3 years old and I've been having trouble getting out of it. I don't think I ever will. And I'm worried that he's starting his Undercut adventure at that age. Look, there are risks associated
with
that.
I'm all for it. I want to see like a Glenn Hoddle top knot. Coming next.
Yes.
Would you start a support group?
What, for undercut
victims who can't get out of the rut? Yeah.
It's
imagine
really
like
hard.
Graham Souness gets like a dyed strip in his hair, like a la Paul Pogba, which we know he would never do. Yeah. But I'm all for it.
Maybe
I'm
would.
All for it. Old pundits with young haircuts.
There's definitely a bit of tension there with those two.
Yeah.
That's a Gary Lineker with a step.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Step.
I've thought about a step. A step is often
accompanied by an undercut.
Yeah.
Mm,
I used to have a step and an undercut. And then after that, I used to have a little line design in my hair.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I was only about 33.
Yeah.
Yeah, 34.
What Maybe did you think like of Waddle? Danny Murphy could have one taped on.
Yeah.
That's Chris Waddle.
That's what he wants.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
I think so, yeah. I bet you some Marseille fans will have that haircut now because of Waddle.
Like a reverse mullet in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Not too dissimilar to the haircut he had in the 1990 semi-final, of course. That was shaved around the sides, but different on the top.
Shorter on the top, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a bit.
Yeah.
But back to this weekend's Premier League action. Yeah, of course, Chelsea are playing Everton. Will Chelsea, will they target Pickford? Because, I mean, well,
he's a goalkeeper, so they'd better not target him.
Well,
target the space around him, if anything.
Although that doesn't always matter.
It's true, actually.
Mind you, at the other end, Kepa made a wonderful triple save. You obviously
loved
a double save, but a triple save is particularly special.
Triple save is like, why haven't you fucking cleared this?
Yeah, triple save, the third save is
a piss take.
It's done by anger. Yeah.
Third one's not on you as a goalkeeper. I don't think you even have to make an attempt.
No.
Really.
Well, the good thing for Pickers is that Gareth Southgate has given a bit of backing. Bit of backing ahead of the Euros, if indeed the Euros happen, of course. But one thing that we think will happen is the Nations League. And England have been drawn with Belgium, Denmark and Iceland in the Nations League.
Ooh la la.
Is everybody as excited as I am?
Can I answer a question about Pickford?
If you want, yeah.
Because you moved on really quick.
I did, yes. Yeah. Go on.
It just doesn't matter. I've just got nothing to say about the Nations League. Okay. I have to compartmentalise stuff. It's too far away.
We've got a whole summer tournament before that.
In theory.
Yeah, Belgium are top of the FIFA World Rankings.
Are they? Now you've piqued my interest.
England are fourth.
Yeah.
Champions League.
Undermined it. Yeah. Champions League. What do we qualify for then? Yeah.
And I think I was looking at this, I think 13th, 14th and 15th are...
14th.
Netherlands, Germany and Italy, I think. And I thought, blimey, what other stage in history has that been the case?
Some kind of trophy do we get for
and
that?
If someone emails in and goes, actually, if you look 3 months ago, then sod off.
We've got that position in the FIFA World Rankings, and Jordan Pickford is our goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Amazing, really.
Up yours, everybody.
I think he's just got a lot of obvious flaws to his game, and I wonder what the strategy is for Gareth here. Otherwise, he's either just saying, look, I don't want to hear a conversation about any other keeper. Mm-hmm. Let's just put this to bed. Mm-hmm. Or he's trying to give Pickford a bit of a confidence boost ahead of a tournament. Because although he's never let England down, that's the kind of cliched thing you have to say about Pickford these days. I'd be interested to hear from Everton fans. If I was an Everton fan, I wouldn't trust him at all. He can do this spectacular really well. Mm-hmm. And he can also really make a lot of basic errors in a way that I don't think... Nick Pope does, and perhaps even Dean Henderson, although it might be a bit early for him. I just don't know how much being a good distributor of the ball can make up for the other shortcomings.
Yeah, especially in that's actually not so important now, is it, when you can have a defender doing that?
And also, I mean, a lot of the time now it appears, I wouldn't be a tactical expert, but it appears that you're just playing a 5-yard pass to the guy standing next to you in the penalty area anyway.
Exactly, yeah. So I think the thing with Pickford, and we've touched on this before about how he performs better for England.
Well, we touched on this on Monday, but Luke buys on admission, listen to the first 5 minutes of Monday's show. Oh, they just talking about meat and turned it off.
I was the audience surrogate.
Yeah, I imagine you weren't alone in that.
I did listen to the rest of it.
Jim, you can talk about Pickford or we can move on to Arsenal.
Can I just make this point about Pickford very quickly, which is that I think that some of the problem he has appears to be focus, doesn't it? Like whenever he plays Newcastle, he seems to let the fans get in his head. But if you're at a tournament camp and it's something that's so exciting as it has been with England, I think your focus is very naturally it just all in that one positive direction. It's
is
the
that
same
good
as,
enough for international
well,
football?
I don't know if
I just
it
need
is,
to be in the right mood.
Works for Pepe Reina.
Yeah, indeed.
So you'd like to move on to Arsenal?
I'd like to, yes.
Okay, well, Arsenal playing West Ham, hot off the back of a great win against the Pompey boys. The Gunners gunned them down in their own backyard,
they did,
as I
actually,
predicted.
Yeah, because I thought, I've got to say, as the dust has settled, I was a little bit surprised by this result. Because Marcus, you were so confident that Portsmouth were going to win, both on the show and in the WhatsApp group, that I assumed the game had sort of been played behind closed doors and the result had already happened.
I'm saying
and
nothing,
I just wasn't aware of it. But actually, it turned out that Portsmouth didn't win, Marcus.
Invincibles, baby. Say it again, Jim. Yeah. I know. Tell you what, this is...
This is just like Andros Townsend scoring six goals this season. It's just really...
How's that getting on?
Let's see how we get on.
10 games left, mate.
Exactly, yeah. And it was all about last season. This is like a world tour for me. Yeah, whatever you want.
He's like Karate Kid Part 3, where all he's got to do is face the winner of the pre-existing tournament to keep his crown.
Exactly.
That's all he's got to do.
Ronaldinho with a fake passport.
I saw Pete's sad little face at the end of last season about Andros Townsend. He said, can we do it again this season?
No, but his face is always like that.
I know. And I thought, he's never going to score six goals. But you know what? I will take the hit if it makes my friend Pete Donaldson happy.
Oh, thanks, mate.
So absolutely.
Still smug.
He's such a man of the people.
Indeed I am. But the great thing was that whoever won Arsenal or Pompey, one of my good friends at the Football Ramble would have been happy. And I'm glad it was you, Jim, because Luke's happy with his recent trip to Germany. But obviously it's quite sad for Portsmouth. But then Portsmouth, you know, they did win the Cup not that long ago.
And they gave a good account of themselves. I think it wasn't easy for Arsenal.
I feel like it was one of those things where if Portsmouth, because Portsmouth, I thought, were the better team in the first half.
Mm.
And if they had scored, it could have been a different story.
Yeah.
But as I've learned over 30 plus years of supporting that club, uh-huh. they would always let you down.
Well, so, 2008, they didn't.
Well, what went on afterwards let me down quite a lot. For 10 actual years. So, I mean, yeah, it's always a bit of give and take, but a lot of take.
Jim's
on their
an
part.
Arsenal fan. Have a bit of respect.
Yeah, man. You don't know have how hard we've got it.
Yeah, sometimes they run out of hummus.
Yeah. What about Arsenal?
That, that is ridiculous. Of course they don't run out of
hummus. Yeah. Arsenal West Ham. I mean, West Ham are still going to be buzzing from that win against Southampton, Jim.
Yes, absolutely.
So are you quaking in your boots?
No, I'm not, because somehow Arsenal are on a 7-game unbeaten streak in the Premier League, which is the longest in the league. How has that happened?
Yeah, because Liverpool just got beat. Yeah.
Well, yes, it is, but still, I didn't think it was Arsenal behind them. And also, you know, you're never going to be too confident. West Ham love playing their London rivals, mm-hmm. and they do like getting one over on them. So you've always got to be wary of them.
It's going to be interesting to see whether David Moyes.
David.
I know. I do that all the time.
Why is that always calling that?
Why has that happened?
Always calling
my mind.
It's irony again, isn't it?
Why is David Moyes? It depends on whether he goes for like changes his formation, because they played quite well in their last match and obviously turned it around against a pretty crummy opposition. But do they part the bus, or do they actually go for it? I think they should play the way they played in their last match and just go for it, because you will get spaces.
Play the West Ham way.
Arsenal love conceding an early goal and then making themselves work for it to get back into the game. So I think David Moyes should try and do that. Another one with David Moyes is Will.i.am. I think of him that in my head all the time.
And fair dues.
All right, let's have some emails with PTD. You email show at footballrambledaily.com.
And now Peter's reading it out. Well done. Well done. Thank you. Well done to all the people who have got in touch with pictures of their dogs.
Yes.
Me and Jim and Marcus and Luke have been enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Charlie has been bashing them up on the Twitter, and I'm sure there'll be more to come.
He hasn't been bashing up dogs. He's been putting the photos on Twitter. That sounds bad.
Look, he DMs you. Where do you live? I want to come round and bash your dog up.
That's what he's got. Bashing up dogs.
Dog basher.
Yeah.
He doesn't bash dogs. No one at the Ramble does. No one.
No, we're all animal lovers here.
Well,
you wouldn't find Marcus bashing up Winston.
No.
Winston's massive.
I know.
He'd bash Marcus right up. Yeah. Hey guys, it's from Hayes. Hello, Hayes. Just dropping in here to say that my wife finds your voices to be a calming presence in our household. Mm. That's all from Atlanta.
That must be some household.
Home of rap. Good day to you. Yesterday I was walking past the living room when I heard my 8-year-old daughter singing the Masked Winger theme song. Hope you're proud of yourselves.
This seems to have been a hit with listeners' kids.
I think you could be a new Mr. Tumble. I think you could probably start writing some
Not
kids
with
songs.
My legal record.
Never pass the CRB.
Just don't sing about that.
I may be damaged goods kids, but hey, I can teach you the alphabet.
Up until F. Inclusive.
All swear words. All right, lads. All right, lads. Didn't envisage myself typing this shit out at 1 a.m. on Tuesday night, but here we are. Mm. For some unbeknown, he's written unbeknown reason, a Daniel Farker Q&A appeared in my YouTube suggested. YouTube suggested so miserable, isn't it? Yeah, what have I been watching?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So naturally, I clicked to learn more about the topics. But I thought something he said was pretty sweet. He said one of the biggest differences between managing in England and Germany was the post-match curryverse. He'd always get at home. So now, Delia Smith makes them for him so he feels at home.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, that
I mean,
good.
whether she dirties her gloves herself or gets them made for him, I do not know. But I just love the image of Delia Smith hand-delivering a Premier League manager a curried sausage. I'm sorry to have wasted your time. Topics. You've not wasted our time.
That's great, excellent news.
Email.
So I was at Bochum on Sunday, and in the press bit, they had currywurst continually on the go.
Right.
When you got there, all the way through the game, half time, after the game, and the press conference, and people, whether they were journalists,
Paul Prince,
club people, or whatever, they were availing themselves of the currywurst. Constantly,
it is a brilliant thing.
I've made sort of a this year. It's not really a New Year's resolution. I've been trying to eat less meat by eating better meat, and right. only eating meat when it's really nice. Not You're like right. you
not,
know, not like
meat that's been sent to you in the post.
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that can be good meat.
Notable by its absence, have to be said. Yeah. But currywurst, I cannot resist. Herman's is German on Old Compton Street. Oh,
it is get a bit of mustard in there, a bit of the curry powder on top.
That's one of the things that I love about Germany. That to get involved with the local culture, you just have to eat sausages and drink beer.
Yeah,
yeah, great. It's great.
Love it. Hi, chaps. This is from Kieran Bradley in Dublin. We've heard from Kieran before, haven't we?
Probably, yeah.
A lot of Kieran's in our sphere. I heard a story about Old Svenigans this weekend over here in Ireland, and knowing that Mark has a soft spot for the Scandi Balding smoothie, I thought I would share it. Richard Dunn was speaking to Eamon Dunphy on his podcast about his time at Manchester City. The players were looking for some time off to go to the races, and as Captain Dunn went to speak to Sven to get the go-ahead, Ericsson was initially sceptical until Dunn let slip a crucial tidbit. It was Ladies' Day.
Oh, yes. Get your hat out, Sven.
Sven raised an eyebrow before agreeing, but before he left, he said, Richard, every day is Ladies' Day.
You know what I mean?
Of course he did.
Is that sent in by Marcus?
An email right up our email street if you want to get to the show. As always, it's shortfootballrambledaily.com.
I feel like that could be Marcus Sven fanfic.
It is slasher fic. Yeah. Slash fic? Slash fic.
Do send in your Sven fanfic.
If anybody's got any ramble slash... only the lads. Football Ramble Daily slash fiction they want to write, I will read them. I won't read it out.
I feel like only you and I know what slash fiction is here.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Erotic fiction written about famous people.
So, yeah, you're asking our listeners to write erotic fiction about us. I just want to clarify that.
I'm surprised it took 12 years to get to that point.
And now it's time for a break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the preview show on Football Ramble Daily, sponsored by Betway.
Of course, you heard all about our Patreon on Monday's show. You also heard about it because Jules and Andy told you about it on Tuesday. But I'm here to give you a reminder. You can join us as a patron on patreon.com/footballrambledaily. For just $1 a month, you can support us. It goes a long way. We really appreciate it. We will be generally very grateful for your efforts for donating us $1 a month. For $5 a month, you get access to our Ramble Discord server, a messaging service that gives you the opportunity to peek behind the curtain and share in what we do all day, every day, as well as give you a chance to chat to other Ramble listeners. You get, and now this is key.
Oh, yeah.
For $5 a month, you get a weekly Ramble On podcast episode featuring behind-the-scenes audio and the best bits of the week. Fantastic little opportunity. And fortnightly Speller Time vlog. Marcus Speller sat to my right, delivers a video every fortnight on thoughts around football. You know, 1 week it'll be Sven. The next fortnight it'll be
Craig
Sven.
Brown.
A couple of weeks after that you get Sven with a bit of hearts.
Yeah.
You know, so check that out. And for $10 a month, for just $10 a month, you get a weekly audio episode of the mailbag. The mailbag is back. Marcus, you recorded it yesterday morning, did you not?
We had a beautiful time.
You can email your questions, ask a couple of guys from on the continent and Marcus anything you like. You also get a lovely monthly behind-the-scenes blog delivered directly to your inbox, plus all the previous rewards like the Discord and all the rest of it. So that is patreon.com/footballrambledaily. Come out and sponsor us. We'll love you forever. And if you go to the $10 tier, you get officially get a friend of the Ramble status as well. So what's not to like?
What is not to
like? More shows. Extra shows, gosh darn it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. More content. Who thought it'd be possible? Certainly not me.
Talking
you're
about...
called more.
Yeah. I know.
Talking about likeable things, eh? Newcastle United. The Geordie boys are in the sixth round for the first time in 14 years after Steve Bruce masterminded a 3-2 win against West Brom, who were top of the championship. So it was an impressive feat.
A 3-0 win.
Well, Bruce, he'd done it against all the odds. And I say against all the odds because, as he put it, sometimes you think it's too easy and suddenly they get a goal back. It wouldn't be Newcastle if we didn't do something like that. Unfortunately, it's in our DNA.
So has that been Newcastle's problem this season? They think it's too easy.
Just, I mean, you couldn't possibly change things, Steve.
My favourite thing in football at the moment is watching and listening to
Steve Bruce.
Newcastle fans just tie themselves up in knots and thinking of more and more ways to not like Steve Bruce.
There's no knots. You just have to watch Newcastle play football.
Hang on,
6th round of the FA Cup for the first time in however long.
14 years.
Against Premier League opposition.
What's the point?
Well, that's the league they're playing.
What's the point? Well, so the last two seasons, they finished, 13th and 10th? Mm. And they're currently, 14th now?
Yeah.
So if
I don't think they're going to be 14th by the end of the season.
But look, just a little thought exercise.
Okay.
If Newcastle finish, 10th, so roughly... So
how many points for 10th?
You got in too high with 10th.
No,
10th is way too high.
12th, I'd say.
Okay, in between 10th and 13th then.
Right.
Because that's what I did the last couple of seasons.
Okay, 11 and a half.
Yeah. Fine. If they finish 11th and a half... And they've got to the quarterfinal of the FA Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Would you concede that's a good season for them?
So, and we got to the quarterfinal of the FA Cup.
Well, you already have got to the quarterfinal of the FA Cup.
I mean, we're playing Manchester City, so that's where that ends.
Answer the question.
So what's the league situation?
Unwind yourself and just listen to what I'm saying.
Right. Mm.
They finish 11th or 12th in the Premier League,
yeah,
and they've reached the quarterfinal of the FA Cup. Will you sit here on the final show of the season and say, that's a good job, well done?
No, because I watch the matches, Luke.
Right. Peter.
It is.
He's all about performances.
To be fair,
you have an average of about 30% possession, is that right? Cannot be that much fun to watch.
It is awful.
Peter, look, I know you take yourself very seriously, okay? No, I it's nice to see them in the quarterfinal, though.
It's lovely. I'm so happy that it's happened.
If
a team like Newcastle could get any further than that, I'd be, fucking, imagine if it's at Wembley. I bloody love it.
Come on.
Yeah.
You're going to enjoy it because it'll be Steve Bruce at the helm.
It's only Manchester City in the way.
Yeah.
Wigan managed it the other year.
Oh, Newcastle have managed it a couple of times in recent seasons. I wouldn't discount Newcastle against Manchester City, but they do really enjoy cup competitions.
Yeah, Pete, but they are Manchester City.
When are you going to give Steve Bruce credit for Newcastle win it being the 8th best in the Premier League at aerial duels?
Mostly without Andy Carroll as well.
Exactly. Well, of course, but we know the duels is the key topic for Daniel Farke.
Well, they've played a man up front who cannot play striker, but he does win aerial duels.
Yes, he does.
When he wins them, he doesn't know what to do with the ball. What
did you think? What did you think of Steve Bruce staring that reporter down?
That was great.
You forget how...
I enjoyed it.
You forget how imposing he is, actually. Because he rarely gets angry. He's just sort of we've lost again, but that's the Newcastle way, isn't it? but then when he's like, are you calling me a liar, like?
If you say, I'll accept anything from you lot, but if you say that I've had a fight when I haven't, that's beyond the pale for me.
He was questioned about whether he had a bust up with Alain Saint-Maximin. Which an article had been published the day before suggesting that they'd had a falling out, of course. And what I loved is Bruce was particularly annoyed because he said, this is all just trying to derail our cup run. I was like, what?
Cup run? Your defence is derailing it, if
looking
anything.
At that? In some kind of, when Man City fans think, UEFA are trying to derail our Champions League bid. I was like, which journalist?
Has that kind of power?
How does that happen? Oh, we just got a fact through from the FA. We're 1-0 down.
Danny Rose clearing off the line for a 3-3 draw against Championship West Brom. This could have almost derailed our cup run.
Yeah,
as he does it.
But I just thought to myself, the idea of somebody thinking, somebody who's passionate about justice, thinking we need to derail Newcastle United's FA Cup bid, and then football will be a better place.
What this story needs is less of an underdog run.
North East journalists want to talk about anything but a possible takeover.
Yeah.
they don't want to talk about bus stops.
Wrong time of year, isn't it, for a takeover?
My opinion is different. I don't think anyone realistically can argue that going away to the best team in the Championship and beating them in the FA Cup is a bad result. It's a great
they,
result.
Their team 3-2
or 4-2 or 5-4. It doesn't matter.
Their team, there's a lot of absences for West Brom. They're concentrating on the league, as they very well should be. It was a better performance than most. I think they've got a bit more mobility. I quite like the way that they've incorporated the players in this new system. We may get a result down at Southampton, and that will go a hell of a long way to secure Premier League status. But those teams at the bottom, Norwich and West Ham, they're climbing out.
They are.
And Watford, so you got to watch out.
You do have to watch out. You have to watch out with your hygiene, of course, these days. And Bruce, he's taken precaution. He's banned handshakes around the training ground to help with the precautions against coronavirus, of course. So
everyone making the same joke when this came out, wasn't it? Which is like, where is Mark Hughes? What are his thoughts on this?
All his worst nightmares have come true.
Very true. But you're right, Peter. Newcastle, though, they are away to Southampton on the weekend. Ralphie Hassenhoots, as I like to call him, said that St Mary's must become a fortress. Said that fairly recently. Can they show Newcastle who's boss?
The worst. Their home record is awful. Well, I know they beat Aston Villa at home recently, but generally speaking,
it has been piss poor. So this is the kind of game that Newcastle have got to really, really target.
Newcastle's form is draw, loss, loss, draw, draw. So
hang on, whoa. What was the last result? It was a win, wasn't it?
Against a Championship opposition.
Well, yeah.
This is a Premier League game.
I know, but this Championship side we speak of could be Premier League soon.
Yeah,
could be.
So, speaking of Southampton being a fortress, Luke, am I right in thinking there are a lot of old decommissioned, like military forces, fortresses in the sea around that area? Perhaps they could redevelop St Mary's and just move it into the Solent.
You joke about that. That is a joke, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure myself.
Well, I was going to say, because there was talk at one point. Portsmouth had a potential takeover at one point where the owner said they were going to build a stadium in the Solent, which is the body of what you're talking about. I think it was Sergio Aguero, and make Diego Maradona director of football.
Wow.
So nothing is off the table.
Where's Letizia in this? Surely he's manager.
No, this is Portsmouth, not Southampton.
No, Portsmouth.
Letizia wouldn't have got anywhere near it.
All right.
But Southampton aren't very good at home, and this is a really, really important game, chiefly because these teams are separated by 2 points.
Yeah.
I think it could be a real bellwether for how the rest of the season's going to go for each team. Yeah. If Newcastle can get a win down there, massive. Absolutely massive.
Joint bottom for goals scored and total shots and possession, so I think it'll be a goalless draw.
Well, Brucey switched it around, though. It nearly worked out against Burnley. It did work out against West Brom. So
they had a lot of chances against Burnley, to be fair.
Yeah, so they know what they're doing. Leicester City, they beat Birmingham City in the Cup this week. Another Midlands derby they have this weekend. So soon after the last one. I always just think the teams in the Midlands, there's always derbies going on there. It's quite a lot of teams.
Where's your cut-off, though, for Midlands? Because I was thinking about this earlier. I was thinking, is Sheffield, does that count?
No, Sheffield, no. I wouldn't say Midlands.
It's much further south than you think.
Yeah, Derby is the one that I think is
not,
Derby.
They're not in the Premier League.
No. Neither are Birmingham City.
Well, let us know.
What, if they're in the Premier League?
No, people of the Midlands.
Oh, I see.
Because we don't know.
Because the reason I say this is because there aren't that many Premier League teams that you would consider to be Midlands teams. Leicester, Wolves.
Not Premier League.
And Villa.
Yeah, but if you open that up to West Brom, Birmingham City, there's a few more. Then Nottingham.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say so.
Nottingham,
Forest is East Midlands.
Yeah,
Midlands ends at sort of the level of Lincoln, I'd say.
Lincoln.
That's your cut-off.
You're having Derby County in the Midlands? Derbyshire?
Yeah.
So is Sheffield South North?
Yeah.
Because I always think, like, Manchester, Liverpool, or certainly Manchester, always proud. I'm a proud Northerner living down south. apologies. This is going to go.
That is what they like.
But they sort of go, I'm a proud Northerner. It's like, practically Midlands compared to, like, Newcastle and Carlisle and places like that.
The proper dark depths.
The proper North.
Yeah, you think you're North, do you?
You think you're North, are you? I once went to Fife, and that's practically the south of Scotland.
Do you get annoyed then if Londoners call themselves Southerners, Luke, because you're from Portsmouth? That's proper south.
Yeah.
I'm just generally annoyed.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But Leicester, though, they are at home to Aston Villa. Talking of teams needing wins, Aston Villa desperately need a win. They're 2 points from safety. And after this game, Aston Villa, they play Chelsea, Wolves, Liverpool and Manchester United. Although, oddly, in the running order, I've spelt Man United as Allen United.
Yeah, we all enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Anything to say for yourself?
Got Alan on the mind?
It could be. Could be a new side.
Alan on the mind.
What's crucial for them is to get John McGinn back.
Oh, yeah.
He's obviously been absent for a good while now, and they've been in poor form. And if they can get him back as soon as possible.
But look at that running, Luke. I mean, that is worrying for Aston Villa.
They've had, one Premier League win in 2 months or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they lose the cup final. And you think, right, well, now you've got to kind of knuckle down. But you've got to get over the disappointment of that. And and getting over the disappointment, and that is, by the way, we've got some really tough games that we need to win, by the way, guys. And they're away to Leicester. And Leicester has suddenly won again after having a bit of a barren spell. I mean, I know it's
got a bit of a hapless vibe to them, Villa, haven't you? Which is the last thing you want. They need to really rally. And I mean, actually, Leicester are in some pretty patchy form, aren't they? So this is a good opportunity to actually just dig in and set that course right.
What do you think they need? 36 points? Do you think a team needs 36 points?
I think when we were trying to map it, I said I fancied 35
So Villainy 10 points then from their last 10 games.
Mm. Even that might not
be enough.
Doesn't
sound too bad.
It doesn't sound too... Yeah, but, but that's only the my opinion though, of 35 points.
And also the running, as you've just pointed out, is a tough one for them.
I can't imagine Dean Smith going up to the Premier League at the end of it going, well, I think you'll find that Marcus Bellis had 35 points.
But you'd like to think he did.
Well...
They've got 11 games left, Villa, actually. And they've got some games in there. I mean, obviously, the rescheduled one...
Yeah, but that running, I just said there.
Well, this is that home stretch, though, isn't it? Where there tends to be a team that wakes up and puts a run of form together, because there's generally more riding on a game for them than there is for someone who's much further up the table. Mm-hmm. So just one of those teams has got to be that. And none of them are showing signs of doing it at the moment. Mm-hmm. From Brighton down.
Brighton are just sinking, aren't they? Jeez.
Mm. They're sinking. They are sinking.
Jeez.
I just think that they've got some winnable... Their running is fine. I understand what you're saying, but they've got some winnable games. They've got Crystal Palace at home. They've got West Ham on the final day.
That's Roy Hodgson's Crystal Palace.
True, sorry about that. Sheffield United at home. Newcastle United, apparently the worst team ever to play the game. So they should be able to pick up a few points. Anyway, look, it's time for Betway's 4 to score, which of course is free to play. No, just pick the first goal scorer in Betway's 4 selected matches each round, and if you're correct this week, you can win up to £50,000. 50 big ones. 50k, 50 large, 50 g's. Make sure your selections are submitted before the first game, and further t's and c's apply. Game one this week is Arsenal v West Ham. It's over to you, Jim Campbell.
Yeah, so earlier on in the show, I said that that Arsenal love conceding early at home, and I am going to potentially make a fool of myself by going for Nicolas Pepe. Right. He's been involved in a lot of goals for Arsenal, most of them assists, but kind of the hype has died down, and actually it seems to have really freed him up as a player. He's been playing pretty well recently, so I'm going to go for him.
All right, that's Nicolas Pepe in game one. Game two is Burnley v Spurs, and it's the responsibility of Pete Donaldson.
Jay Rodriguez, please. Ooh. I'll go for that boy.
Okay, fair enough. Chelsea Everton is my game. I did a little bit of digging around and obviously confirmed what we all thought to be true, that Raul Jimenez only scores goals late in games. Yeah. Mm. But the man who popped up who scores goals earlier lots was Dominic Calvert-Lewin. Yeah. So I've picked him in the game against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Marcus, you've got the big one.
Yeah, Manchester derby gone for Frank Bruno Fernandes.
Frank Bruno Fernandes. He's hoping he delivers a knockout blow. Yeah. You know what I mean? Harry.
Yes.
That's 4 to score. It's free to play. Just pick the first goal scorer in Betway's 4 selected games for a chance to win up to £50,000. But do bet the responsible way.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Masked Winger.
Do you know what I mean, Alan?
Who's under there, under the mask? Let's see if we can figure it out. Let's see if we can figure it out. It's the Masked Winger.
Time for the Masked Winger. The mask is on. Thank you very much to my computer's touchpad is really being rather silly. On the rig as well. John Bailey. Thank you for these clues, John Bailey.
Go on, Bailo.
First clue. I was born May 24th, 1982.
That's interesting, isn't it? Stop Dirk Kuyt.
Not Dirk Kuyt. Not Dirk
Kuyt. Nice to hear his name, though.
Yeah, good. It's a good guess, that.
Stop Milan Baroš.
Not Milan Baroš.
Stop Fernando Redondo. No, he's older than that.
Fernando Redondo.
Yeah. You couldn't squeeze him into the category of winger.
No. This guy started as a winger, but
Redondo's
back.
More of a winger than Milan Baroš is.
Moved back in his later years.
Attacking forward, he played out wide.
All right, mate.
All right, what I'm saying is he did that really amazing bit of skill once on the left-hand side of the pitch, so that counts.
In my 20-year career, I played for 8 different clubs in the Netherlands, England, Scotland and Germany.
Stop. Giovanni van Bronckhorst.
No.
Oh, I thought thought you had it.
I don't think he played in Germany.
A bit older, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he probably would be a bit older.
Stop.
Go on.
Alfonso Alves.
Nope. Even though I was signed as Arjen Robben's replacement, I've only scored 63 goals for club and country.
Can you say the
stop? Stop! That was you, Jim.
That was Jim.
Ryan Barbel.
That's what I was going to say.
It's not Ryan Barbel.
Oh, I genuinely was going
to
say that.
Sorry, is this all right to ask for the previous clue with the countries he played in?
Yeah, go for it. It's England, Scotland, Netherlands and Germany.
Okay.
It was, yeah.
Sorry.
Even though I was signed as Arjen Robben's replacement, I've only scored 63 goals for club and country. I have won the Eredivisie and the Scottish Premier League twice each. Wow.
This is an interesting one.
Mm. It is.
So he's obviously
one.
Played Celtic or Rangers.
Yeah.
Well, you can work out by his age. He's 37. So what would it be? Rangers or Celtic, wouldn't it?
Not necessarily.
Has to be Celtic, surely.
You'd think
he'd be too young for it to be Rangers under Smith, wouldn't he?
Probably.
Yeah.
I am the only player in my country's history to play in 4 World Cups.
4 bloody World Cups.
Hmm. Final clue. In 2010, my car was firebombed in front of my house in Glasgow.
Jesus. Blimey.
That's not a guess.
Well, listen, in 2010,
Jesus blimey.
If he was playing in Scotland, he can't be Dutch because he wouldn't have got to the World Cup. He wouldn't have been playing the World Cup final.
Probably not, no.
It's tough, that.
This is so annoying.
A tough one.
Hang on, Peter. Hang on.
Stop looking through the little thing like a pervert.
God, let's all have a go. He really is.
Yeah. A little pervert.
That's the face I see at my window at night.
Yeah, I've got nothing. So if you want to guess.
It needs to be in.
Because I can't emphasise this enough. We can't ask people in the same show to donate through Patreon and then give them silence.
True. But we can edit it out and no one will know.
That's don't edit anything.
We've already been here 3 hours, Mark. Yeah. Got to stop that at some point.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. Can you repeat the... clues.
I'm gone. You
stop,
guys.
Stop. Morten Weghorst.
No, not Morten Weghorst. Jim, lovely.
Jim, have a go.
Stop. A German.
Andy German.
Anyone, Marcus?
I've got nothing.
Go.
3, 2, 1. I'm DeMarcus Beasley.
DeMarcus Beasley.
Who's under there? Under the mask. Let's see if we can figure it out. Let's see if we can figure it out. It's the Mask Winger.
Yeah, we couldn't figure it out, could we?
No, we really couldn't. Always nice to have a DeMarcus in there, though.
Yeah. Very much so. Yeah. I don't. The reason I'm fairly relaxed about that,
never got
is
that.
Because I don't think many of our listeners would have got that, we're not going to get pelted for the rest of
Great
the weekend.
Clue. It's a very good. That was a very tricky one. It's twisted us up.
Twisted our melons.
Indeed, indeed it has, ladies and gentlemen. Well, there we are. Thank you very much for listening to the preview show on Football Ramble Daily, sponsored by Betway. I'm back tomorrow with Jonathan Wilson for another Greatest Games. Get your lug holes around that. Thank you, Luke.
Thanks.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
Thank you, listeners. See you soon.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.